Terry Huggins. Is Major Nelson home?
Oh, yes, but he's occupied.
You're Mrs. Nelson?
Oh, not yet, but I am very hopeful. Oh, Major Nelson is quite fond of me. I am his housekeeper.
Yes. Well, may I wait for Major Nelson?
Oh, certainly. Please come in.
Thank you. Tiny little place, isn't it?
Tiny?
Boxy. They don't build houses the way they used to. Pity. No taste.
Major Nelson has wonderful taste.
Uh-huh. Grand Rapids Renaissance.
We'll see the rest of the house.
Why, that looks like a Louis the 15th.
Oh, it is.
Why, it must be worth a fortune.
Oh, yes. Money means nothing to Major Nelson.
That's a copy of a Renoir.
It is no copy.
A real Renoir in Cocoa Beach.
Of course. Be careful of Major Nelson's genuine Ming vase.
Ming vase?
I told you Major Nelson has wonderful taste.
Does he keep any cash in the house?
Cash. That safe is full of cash.
All of cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a museum. Do you take care of this house yourself?
Oh, no. Major Nelson has many servants.
No, thank you.
The others are off today.
No, thank you. Morning.
Oh, good morning, Master. You have a visitor.
Major Nelson?
Uh-huh.
I'm Harry Huggins, Department of Internal Revenue.
Did you say the Department of Internal Revenue?
Yes. I have a refund here for you on your last year's income tax. $17.50. Since I live in the neighborhood, I just thought I'd drop it by myself.
Well, thank you, Mr. Huggins.
I'll just keep this until we finish the investigation.
Investigation?
Major, this house is the Cocoa Beach branch of the Louvre.
I'm sorry, I don't seem to understand.
You're a housekeeper. Was kind enough to show me your treasures.
Oh, I see. What treasures were you kind enough to show, Mr. Huggins?
Oh, you know, Master. Your Louis the 15th, your Renoir, your Ming.
Oh, all those treasures. No. You sure you didn't forget anything?
Oh! The statue.
Is that a Michelangelo?
I wouldn't be at all surprised. Are you quite through?
I have not had so much fun in a long time, Master. Would you like to see something else?
No, I've seen more than enough, thank you. I'll be back here in the morning. with the assessor.
And Mr. Huggins, all of this is not what it seems. Oh, as soon as I tell you the truth, you're going to get a big laugh.
Oh, I'm dying to hear all about it.
Well, Jeannie does these, we like to call them tricks. None of this is genuine.
Oh, of course it is genuine.
Would you hold this a moment, please? Yes. And stand right there. You see, the Michelangelo and the Renoir and the Ming and whatever, well, they're all just junk.
Well, I'd like to say my guess is this junk's going to run somewhere between 20 to 30 years in prison.
It is 30 years.
Or you can explain to the government why Nan Affet appeared on your income tax, Major. Oh, and I wouldn't touch that safe if I were you.
Safe?
The one full of cash. Oh. I'll be back early in the morning with the assessor.
We showed him, did we not, Master? I think he was impressed.
What made you do that?
Well, he did not like your house, Master, and I did not want him to think you were poor.
Well, that's what I am, a poor master.
No.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning and I come down and what do I, a Michelangelo and a Renoir and a Ming. You've got to get rid of this.
Oh, but I could not do that, Master.
Why not?
Because I want you to have beautiful things. You never let me do anything for you. All the other genies give their masters treasures and palaces and lovely silks.
Yes, I know, but if I ever need a treasure or a palace, believe me, you'll be the first one to know. Well, now, get rid of this stuff.
No.
Gee, I've got to pay income taxes on this.
But why? I gave them to you.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. I still have to pay taxes on it.
You mean people cannot give you gifts?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you tell your government that is ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, they are so beautiful.
Yes, I know that.
They are you. Enjoy them.
Yeah, I just can't afford it. Jeannie, now, Jeannie, you stop that. Stop at this. Jeannie, come out of it. Come on. Now, listen here, young lady. I want all of this stuff gone. You understand that? Gone when I get home.
Oh, he is so adorable. It's horrible when he is angry.
You mean Jeannie gave you a Renoir, a Michelangelo, and a Ming vase, and you're complaining? Oh, how ungrateful can you get?
Hey, Roger, I gotta get rid of that stuff.
All right.
What are friends for? Tell you what, I'll take the Renoir, the Michelangelo, and the Ming vase.
You're only getting trouble.
That's right, getting trouble. tell you what, I'll take the Renoir and the Michelangelo.
No.
How about just the Renoir?
Oh.
And will you buy me a cup of coffee?
That I got. Roger, don't you understand? I am in trouble with the Internal Revenue Department. There's a guy named Huggins on my neck. He's bringing an assessor over to my house tomorrow. How am I going to explain all that art?
It's just very simple. All you have to do is tell him that,
Yeah, what?
Well, you could say that, Yeah, you got problems.
As we always. What's your problem this time, Major?
Oh, nothing, sir. Roger and I were just talking about art.
Yeah, about art. Tony's a real culture vulture.
Yes.
The simulator's ready for you, Major.
Oh, I'll be right along, sir. Are you going to handle the ground controls?
Well, that's the least I can do for one of the great collectors of our generation.
If you don't mind, Major.
Yes, sir.
You finish this, huh?
Oh, yeah. Here's your hat. Roger.
How long can I stay up, sir?
Oh, I think 60 minutes should be plenty.
Beautiful piece of equipment.
Anything that can happen in outer space can happen to you in here.
The only difference is if it happens to this, you can get home in time for lunch.
Well, shall we get started?
Let's begin at 10 degrees. We don't want to shake him up too badly at first.
Are you okay, Tony?
Fine here. Let it rip.
Okay, hold tight. I'm the super up.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Give him a 30-degree pitch.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling, Major?
Pretty good, sir.
You're in remarkably good health, Major. You can get dressed now.
Oh, thanks.
No, excuse me. Dr. Bellows, a visitor for me? Who is it? Huggins? I don't know any Huggins. Oh, agent, huh? Oh, very well. I'm on my way to my office now.
I'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
Your shirt.
Shirt?
Oh, yes. Oh, come in.
Dr. Bellows?
Yes?
Harry Huggins.
Sit down, Mr. Huggins.
Department of Internal Revenue.
The Department of... Now, if it's about that trip I took to Jamaica last year, I can prove that it was government business.
I'm not here to discuss you, Doctor. But I'll certainly make a note of that. Jamaica. Now, I'm here because something peculiar is going on with one of your men at the base.
What has Major Nelson done now?
I didn't mention his name. How do you know it was Major Nelson?
Do you see these reports? They're all on Major Nelson.
Oh? Well, what are they about?
Well, I wouldn't know where to begin. Here's a report of a woman who swears she saw him flying over Cocoa Beach.
Well, he's a pilot, isn't he? What's so unusual about that?
He had no plane. A gas station attendant saw Major Nelson's car go into a drive-in theater.
Well, that doesn't seem unusual.
No one was in the car. Here's one that will interest you. A witness saw it snow on Major Nelson's house, but only on his house in the middle of July.
That was obviously some crackpot.
It was reported by me, Mr. Huggins.
Oh, well, then.
I have 117 of these. I'm afraid you'll have to wait in line.
The government doesn't wait in line, Doctor. I'm here to get the answers to some questions.
Well, I don't know whether I can answer them, Mr. Huggins. You see, our files are confidential.
I'm with the government, remember, Doctor?
Now, that's a coincidence. So am I. And I'm wearing a uniform to prove it.
How would you like to have your income tax audited for the last 5 years?
How would you like to be drafted?
Let me put it another way. My branch of the government would appreciate cooperation from your branch of the government.
What is it you want to know?
Would you say that Major Nelson is a rich man?
Well, sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't. A few weeks ago, he had $3 million in his Christmas club fund.
His Christmas club fund?
When we went to track it down, it had vanished.
Well, I think I found it again.
Where?
Sorry, we can't give out that information. This is going to mean a nice promotion for me. Inspector Huggins. We've been after Nelson for a long time.
After him? For what?
Can you keep it confidential? I mean, this is one branch of the government talking to another branch of the government. Your Major Nelson is the head of an international smuggling ring.
Mr. Huggins, if you told me that Major Nelson could fly like a bird, grow apple trees in the middle of his living room, talk to vacuum cleaners, I wouldn't argue with you. But when you tell me that you think he's involved with an international gang of smugglers, oh, I'm afraid I must disagree with you.
Doctor,
His salary is $950 a month. You show me a man who makes that, who owns a Michelangelo, a Renoir, and keeps six servants, and I'll show you a crook.
Major Nelson is not a crook. These things are undoubtedly reproductions.
Well, if he reproduced the safe full of cash, I'm even more anxious to get my hands on it. That's counterfeiting. I've got him coming and going.
Believe me, it's strange to hear myself saying this, but I'm sure that Major Nelson is innocent.
The curator of the Palm Beach Museum is flying up in the morning.
And what if Major Nelson removes the things tonight?
He'd be a fool if he didn't.
You mean you think he will?
Of course, Doctor. He's in a panic. Right at the moment, the poor devil's out probably trying to round up a truck. Then he's planning to drive to the house and load everything in the truck. And loose it somewhere.
And what's to stop him?
I am, Dr. Bellows. I am.
Mr. Huggins, you may be an expert on financial matters, but I happen to be an expert on Major Anthony Nelson. There's no truck.
Have you driven a truck before?
You sure you know what you're doing?
Believe me, Roger, this is the only way out.
Hey, a real Cellini.
Michelangelo. Well, he sure tried to copy Cellini.
Yeah. Look, let's get this out first, huh?
All right. Be careful, it's worth about $2
million. $2
million? Don't drop it. Come on, come on.
All right. Wait a minute.
Whoa, wait a minute. Will you? I got the heavy end. Come on, let's go.
Look, let me turn around.
Oh, here.
Wait a minute. I haven't got a good grip on it.
Okay, I got it.
Hold on.
Put your end down in the
Hello?
Hello,
yourself. Can we get this under the truck?
Put your end down, Roger. I can't let my end down. I just got a good grip on it.
Well, get a grip on yourself. Just put it down.
Oh, you sent for help. Good idea. We can use you.
Roger.
Oh, listen, we better get this stuff out of here before the internal revenue department catches us.
Roger, this is...
You want to give us a hand? We'll get this onto the truck.
This is Mr. Huggins.
Ah, nice to meet you, Mr. Huggins. You want to...
Of the Department of Internal Revenue.
Guess I better be running along.
Just a moment, Major. Just a moment. We'll consider you an accomplice after the fact.
Did you hear what he said? An accomplice after...
This is a notice of distraint, Major Nelson. Nothing is to be removed from these premises until my assessor gets here in the morning. Good day, gentlemen.
Why do you let Ginny do these things to you?
Ginny keeps doing these things to me because she loves me.
Yeah, she loves you. Well, I guess this time you're really trapped.
Not necessarily.
How do you figure that?
I'm going to outsmart her. I'm going to use my brain.
Yeah, well, how are you going to do that?
I'm going to say, Ginny...
Hello, Master.
Oh, hello, Jeannie.
Do you like it? It is a Rembrandt.
Oh, it's absolutely lovely. It's what I've always wanted.
Oh.
My own Rembrandt.
You mean you are not going to ask me to return it?
No, of course not. I wouldn't dream.
Oh, lovely.
It'll go well with my Michelangelo, don't you think?
Are you out of your mind? You realize what's going to happen when Huggins finds us with that picture?
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Just for that, I'm going to ask for separate cells.
Jeannie, I'd like you to get a hold of all the old masters you can lay your hands on.
Oh, yes, Master.
Wait. Now, this is not the right surroundings for it. Could you blink a villa in Tangiers?
Yes, Master.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah, you'll have your turn next. And while you're at it, you might as well blink all the statuary and the paintings and everything we have in here to the Tangiers Villa.
Hmm? You are right, Master.
Jean, take this with you. Oh, Mr. Huggins, I thought you'd gone.
Gone.
To tell the truth, I couldn't bear to tear myself away from these beautiful things. So I've decided to spend the night here with Michelangelo.
That must be Professor Prever, our little art expert. Come in, Professor.
How to do them?
Can't you just smell the Cellini in the air? This is Major Nelson.
How do you do, sir?
Major Healy. Professor Prever.
Gentlemen?
Oh, I'll get it.
You get it,
huh?
Dr. Powell, sir.
What are you doing here, sir?
Hello, Major. I came to offer my services.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
You're a lot of things, Major, a lot of things, but you're not an international smuggler.
I think you're going to find this a very exciting morning, Professor. For instance, here we have a genuine Ming vase.
What would you say it was worth?
About a dollar and a quarter.
Made in Japan.
I didn't know how, but I knew it.
You got the Renoir.
With a mustache?
I used to have an ad to look like that.
That wasn't there yesterday.
Six fingers?
Look, is this some sort of practical joke? You bring me all the way here and show me a collection of junk?
I don't understand.
How about the safe full of money?
It's Confederate.
Confederate?
How about the gold?
Try one.
Chocolate.
I'll send you my bill.
Major, Professor, just a minute. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to see you do it to someone else.
About your trip to Jamaica, Dr. Bellows, you did say it was strictly government business. Now, why don't you level with me for the rest of the afternoon?
Huh? Oh, thank you, Jeannie. But I never want to go through that again.
Neither do I.
Well, it is your own fault, Master.
My fault?
Yes. You should have told me that it would get you into trouble, Master. I never would have done that. There were many ways I could have impressed that nasty little man. He did not have to come into your house.